Next up, we have the discussion on track share fundraising. All right, welcome. Amanda, do you have your 30-minute speech prepared?
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to hear that. Axel, welcome. Hi, Emma.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Robo and Yemek, Senior Regional Supervisor out of Sioux Falls Regional Office. With me today, I have Michael Sant and his son Peter Sant. We're going to be talking about efforts on part of the Sant family that approached the department to assist in raising funds to help us provide some additional track chairs across the state. Following a family event where Michael's father and Peter's grandfather had the opportunity to use our only track chair in the state that's currently fixed in Rapid City. You'll see on your desk an article that depicts the event in the Conservation Digest, and then some handout information with some photos that provide a picture of the trailer and the track chair itself. Also want to draw your attention to the posters that are placed up here. The Sant family and a couple of our staff were able to go over and tour the Action Track Chair factory, actually, in Marshall, Minnesota. And the staff there and the marketing person was able to work with us to develop those posters. On the top of the right poster is a photo of Ronald Sant and the chair at the event talked about in the Conservation Digest article. These track chairs cost somewhere in the area of $17,000 to $18,000, depending on the features that you have installed on them, the options, trailer, and some of the other options that we're going to want to have in the trailer. Probably about an additional $8,000 to $10,000, so somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000 per unit is what we estimate the cost at. My pleasure today. I'm just going to turn the microphone over. I gave you a thumbnail sketch at the December meeting about the track shares. Unfortunately, we had to cut the meeting short. Michael wasn't able to attend that event, but we do have a resolution at the end of the presentation today that we got actually to act upon, Resolution 22-03. So I'm going to turn it over first, I think, to Peter Sant, who's going to talk about the actual event that led the family to the focus about the need for additional track chairs. So, Peter, go ahead.
So my grandfather is disabled, and for the first time, I was able to fish with him out in Black Hills, South Dakota, and we fished Center Lake, and we were actually able to limit out on trout. And the next day, we went out to the Hoover Dam. The Coolidge Dam, and we hiked all the way up to dam number 3, and the trails were rough and hard to climb, but most of all, it was a fun time. And the memory, it was a memory. Memory that will live with my brother, my sister, my cousin, and I. And through your support of this project, memories like this will live with people the rest of their lives. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Peter.
Mr. Secretary, ladies and gentlemen of the Commission, Michael Sant of Sioux Falls, thank you for the opportunity to take this time to share with you a little bit about our experience and one of the needs that we have found within our state. January 26th of 1990, the federal government passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, or 30 years ago. We're doing a great job of access when it comes to peers, when it comes to some of the public docs that are out there, but when it comes to being able to get out on individual lands, being able to go to, the third weekend in October is typically a holiday in the state of South Dakota. A lot of families consider that. They gather with friends, neighbors, but it seems each year there's one or two less that are able to actually go out in the field and be able to hunt. Same thing takes place West River with deer season, East River with deer season, and, you know, if you look in your own family, considering that 12.2% of the state's population currently have a disabled parking permit issued by the state Department of Regulation, that just gives you an idea of the number of folks that are suffering from disability that aren't able to utilize our parks, our fishing areas, and to be able to hunt. The whole concept of this program is to be able to go and develop a network of chairs that are able to be reserved through the phenomenal upgrade that took place to the state camping reservation system. Those of you utilizing something very similar, you go in, same time frames, do various things very consistent, to be able to reserve a chair for a period of 3 to 4 days, depending. But that would be able to give folks the opportunity to go and enjoy Fort Sisseton or Sleepy Hollow, or to be able to gather at a family event. The chairs would be, the awesome thing about the way the concept has come together is that because they're all in trailers, they're not fixed to one location. So throughout the year, as demand indicates, you have the ability to redeploy those chairs to Central South Dakota for the opening of pheasant season, to East River, West River for the opening of deer, to Fort Sisseton, Fort Sisseton days, to have more chairs available down at Gavin's Point during different activities that take place there. The ability to take them and go for a hike along different sections of the Mickelson Trail. Being able to experience all parts of the state. This opens up our parks and hunting and fishing to all South Dakota. And we would just ask that you encourage you to support this resolution so we would have the ability to work with and gain the support and participation of the South Dakota Wildlife and Parks and Wildlife Foundation and get their engagement in assisting in the fundraising process. Be happy to open up to the Mr. Chairman any questions that members may have.
All right, thank you. Questions from the commission? Mr. Rissler.
Thank you both for being here, Peter. Good job. Do we know what the average cost is of one of these chairs?
We're looking at it. Package cost is somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000. So, and that includes the current unit that is out and available in the Rapid City outdoor campus is a fully outfitted unit that has a generator within the trailer, so it's able to recharge. It's an enclosed box trailer, and it's got a solar charger on the battery to help raise and lower the hitch. When I think it was Mike Kintyre that headed up the fundraising efforts with in Rapid City to put that together, they did it right. We've used it twice last July as well, and have had. You know, it all started. Crawl up the outdoor campus, make the reservation, pick it up, drop it off. It's too easy. The biggest issue I think we have right now is the issue of awareness. I was conscripted by former Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels to serve on the commissioning committee of USS South Dakota Tom Munster and I were the two, the first two that were a part of that commissioning committee. And we spent a good part of 3.5 years traveling the state, helping make people aware of the new Virginia fast attack submarine, and helping to raise funds. Because the government pays to build the submarine, but they don't pay for the three ceremonies that are required by law. And so we raised those funds as well. So this is a very similar type of program where it's about awareness as much as it is about actually raising the funds. Because the dollars that we're talking about are significant when you look at the whole. But when you break it down per unit, we're not looking at a lot of cost. Our concept is that this would be a 3-year project, so that we would gradually do this over a number of years to get it phased in. And we would probably like to start with getting 2 units, one for the northeast and one for the southeast, then begin to work regionally with the different advocacy groups and outdoor groups, who's present forever, Ducks Unlimited, and all the other ancillary organizations to help build awareness, and so that there would be an element of raising funds locally for chairs, for chairs to go into their area.
I just have one more follow-up.
Do you know if these chairs, if you have a youth, could it be used for both youth and adults?
They are able to be adjusted on the width of the seat. And, yes, so they also have a remote that can come from behind. So like myself with my father, I'm able to drive the chair for him if he's not able to drive or navigate a specific area, but it also has a joystick on the handle to be able to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions? All right. So how are you seeking, do you have a mail-in address so people can mail in donations? Do you have a website?
Well, as I understand, we have a process that we're working through.
Yes.
The first part of the process is the starts with the resolution 22-03, which we'd ask the commission to support. From there, we would look to having the one before the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation and gaining their support and following their protocols to begin to put together a fundraising campaign and recruit the Game Fish and Park staff, the foundation staff, and ourselves. We would begin to outline a program to come up with an official fundraising plan and say this is what it would look like. This is the types of activities that we would request to be supported and begin to develop a fundraising program from there.
With that, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, we would ask that you take action on the resolution, if you would. Also want to note that this is very much in line with our R3 efforts to reactivate, obviously, folks that have aged out or feel they've aged out and are no longer able to participate in some of the outdoor activities. But for those folks with mobility issues that simply can't participate or haven't even thought that they could participate in some of these outdoor activities, and what a great opportunity to get them out on some of our fishing areas or hunting areas, or get them out on our trail systems in our state parks. So, great opportunity, and we appreciate your support of the resolution. Thank you.
All right. Now, I'm looking at the resolution 22-28 in the bill. We got the one we're discussing. Okay. Perfect. All right. I would entertain a motion to support this.
Move.
Seconded. All right, further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Both same sign, motion carried. Yeah, great deal. And I was actually, I actually went out to the commissioning of the SSL. So.
It was a fantastic event.
Yeah, it was interesting to get on board that and see what limited parts we could do.
The kids love playing with the fellowship.
I bet. It makes the chairman commission in now. Thank you.